The last cantata which Bach wrote was not a religious one, but a so-called burlesque cantata, the peasant cantata. It was written to be performed at the 36th birthday of Karl Heinrich von Dieskau, a wealthy tax superintendent who'd inherited a number of properties. He'd become provost or ruler of a number of villages near Leipzig where Bach was working, so there was much reason to celebrate. There are just two characters in this cantata, a farmer who's unnamed and his wife Mika. They have a new lord of the manor and they celebrate because he has supplied them with free beer. But there's also some cause to complain, what with taxes and rival villages. This is Bach in a comic mood, writing a short work which he only uses two singers and a small instrumental ensemble. The overture is a mix of popular dance tunes put together in a way that is a far cry from Bach's usual style. The tempo keeps changing, as does the key and the mood. It's like a roughly made patchwork quilt of dances, ending on an unexpected minor chord. Bach goes on to base most of the music on pre-existing dances and popular music. For example, he uses La Folie in Mika's aria, Unser trefflicher lieber Kammerherr, in which he praises the new lord of the manor. The cantata closes with a final duet. The farmer and Mika are drawn to the tavern where the bagpipes play. The words name the new lord, who they rejoice over. It is, of course, Dieskau, for whom the cantata is written. Here are three sections of the peasant cantata: the overture, the aria Unser trefflicher lieber Kammerherr, and the final duet. They're performed by Emma Kirkby and David Thompson with the Academy of Ancient Music under Christopher Hogwood.
Thank you.
Those three sections from the Peasant Cantata were performed by Emma Kirkby and David Thomas with the Academy of Ancient Music and Christopher Hogwood. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.